The mirror galvanometer. A galvanometer is a measuring device for small electric currents, if you like, a microammeter, a device to measure currents of microamps rather than amps. This particular one was made by H. Tinsley and Company, who were a well-known manufacturer of scientific instruments. It dates from around 1900, and as you can see from the open glass front to the box that contains it, it contains a permanent magnet and a coil of wire which has a small mirror attached to the centre of it. The coil of wire is suspended from the knob at the top by a very fine phosphor bronze wire, which is one connection to the coil. The other connection is another fine phosphor bronze wire connecting the bottom of the coil to the bottom of the case. Sadly, I think the suspension wire has broken on this particular instrument. When you pass a current through a coil suspended in a magnetic field, there is a torque on the coil. It tends to twist. If you like, it is a simple electric motor. It can't rotate a complete turn. It can only twist the phosphor bronze wire suspension. You could put a pointer on the coil, and that is what is done in most current measuring devices, to measure how much the current through the coil sets up a torque to twist the phosphor bronze wire. In this case, there is a small mirror. The deflection of the coil can be found from shining a beam of light onto the mirror and then looking for the reflected beam on a scale. This is effectively a very long pointer. All the laboratories in science school have a galvanometer stand, or physics laboratories have a galvanometer stand on the wall. This is above the bench, and the idea was that you put the galvanometer on this stand, built into the wall and so unlikely to vibrate and shake, and then you had a lamp and scale at the other side of the room, the other side of the laboratory, and you could measure the deflection of the spot of light on the scale and relate that to the current through the coil. This particular one, the coil is on a wooden former, and so the galvanometer is a so-called ballistic galvanometer, one in which there is little damping. Once the coil has been disturbed, it will oscillate back and forth like a watch balance wheel until it dies away. We have many of these such galvanometers, and they come in all sorts of shapes and sizes and sensitivities.